All right, let's unplug this so that we can get it between us.
Hello.
Hello. This is another boo from us.
Yes, it is.
And what is today's topic?
Today's topic is a family tradition that goes back probably before my birth.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
Shut up. And which Caroline has today decided to try to indulge in herself.
I promised Bruce, he sent me the recipe earlier this year, or was it last year? I think it might have been last year even.
I think it was last year, yes.
And I looked at it, and I'm thinking, this is really complicated.
This is chicken noodle soup we're talking about.
Well, I was going to get to that. We were going to make them wait, but now that they know. You've probably read all kinds of tweets and stuff about Bruce and his family Christmas family tradition of noodle soup. And it's kind of a family secret. So I was really wanting the recipe, and I wasn't getting it, And finally, he actually talked to his sister-in-law, who gave it to him to give to me. But I looked at it, and it just seemed like it was... My first thought was that it was complicated. And then I looked at it again, maybe a month, 2 months ago?
Something like that, yes.
And I'm thinking, you know, maybe this isn't so complicated. It just takes a long time. Because the thing that takes the longest is cooking the chicken. And that's really easy, because you take it and you... I actually use chicken drumsticks, but... you can use a whole chicken, and you basically just put it in a pot of water so that all the chicken is covered. And then you turn the burner down to really, really low, and you cook it for several hours. I cooked these chicken legs for over 3 hours. And you add salt to the water, too, so you're cooking it in salted water. And then I added some onion powder rather than a whole onion, because I didn't want to deal with an onion. So... That's what I did, and then I added all the other ingredients.
I don't find onions very appealing.
No, they're not, and I'm ignoring that pun. So, that's what I did, and then I added all the other spices in a spice ball, which is something I've never done before. I've always just used, jars of spices, but this time I actually used real, really, like, fresh herbs and things that were required. I won't discuss what those were. I did it that way, and it was, I'm so excited because it actually turned out.
It was absolutely fabulous. It didn't taste exactly like my mom's chicken noodle soup, but we didn't want it to.
No, and every time she does it, it's a little bit different anyway, because if you don't measure ingredients, you're not going to be the same every time.
Exactly, and it was just as good, though, in its own way, and I absolutely loved the result.
And the only complaint that both of us have, other than the fact that I used way too much pepper this time around, is that my pan is currently too small to make a lot of noodles. So there were not enough noodles.
Yeah, it didn't pan out quite that way.
Stop it. Mr. Punster. So anything else?
I am full.
Oh, yes, and he also had some bread and butter to go with it.
Yes, because that's another thing. Whenever we have that meal at home, we always have homemade buns with butter that go with it.
And I didn't do buns this time, but next time there will be buns. So that's the excitingness of the Taves family noodle soup recipe.
And I'm so proud of Caroline for doing this. I mean, she did this for me, and I can't say enough about it. I she went out of her comfort zone. She did something she's never done before, and I admire that a lot.
And I'm excited because it actually worked. So between the two of us, it's been a really, really awesome day, and this place smells divine.
It really does. There's a secret ingredient that goes into this stuff, and you can still smell it.
Mm-hmm. But I think we're about to run out of time, so let's
May
close
the farce be with you!
And enjoy, or may all your noodle soup be not from a can.
And remember, Coca-Cola is wonderful, fabulous.